Okay, good morning, everybody. Today, I thought we'd do a sugya, even though we never finished the first one, about Kriya Shema. I got a lot of feedback that people like that we did stuff inside, that this is what the kids are learning. So even though the other thing might have been more lumdus and more exciting, I think this is very practical in terms of helping your kids. That's A. B, so I went to get Gemaras from kids to photocopy the actual text page Gemara. I like to have the Tzura Sadaf, and I couldn't find a Gemara without kids' writings in it. I was so excited. So I went to Edaf. So it's a downside that they write in the Gemara, but I, you know, my Gemara I gave out to a kid also, so my Gemara is, my personal Gemara is all written up, and so I went to Edaf, and I see that the clarity is not perfect, but nevertheless, if you bring your own Gemara, it's terrific, and you could just use this for the additional source that we're going to get to. So we're going to do a number of Gemaras today, because there are a lot of different Gemaras that come together to try to finish. What is our deadline for saying Kriya Shema? What is the final point that one could actually say Kriya Shema in the evening? The Mishnah says one thing, the Gemara says another thing. We have a number of different opinions. We'll go through those, and then we'll see the Rishonim, and we'll see a very interesting shita of the Rabbeinu Yonah, which is very exciting, and it has tremendous halachic ramifications in Lumdus. Okay, so let's start from the Mishnah on Daf Beis and Aleph. The Mishnah begins, which we said last week, so we'll read quickly through the beginning until we get to the next word. When do you say Kriya Shema in the evening? Which we spoke about last week, from when the Kohanim could eat the Truma. Now there's an implied question in your heads. There's another question that's not in the Gemara. The Mishnah does this from time to time. They just throw in a question, but there's no question there. And what's the latest time you could say Kriya Shema? Okay, so it's not there, but we just put it in there. It's called implied question. Here's the teretz. Number one, opinion on the board, ad sofa ashmara harishona, until the first third of the night is over, which the Gemara Paskins is till 10 o'clock, let's say. That's the opinion of Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim Romim ad chatzos, the Chachamim say up until midnight. Comes along opinion number three, I think. That's a preview, right? Foreshadowing. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, ad shiya ale amur ashachar, until dawn, until you have the first star that comes out. And then we have a little story. There was once a time where Rabbi Gamliel's Kinderlach came home from a party. Amrlo lo karanu eshma. I guess they didn't say it at this particular Beis HaMishnah. Not like today when you go to a chasana and like as soon as the chuppah is over, everybody knows, go to the front right, we're going to daven ma'ariv. Amalahem, they said to them, Imlo ala amar ha-shachar, if the amar ha-shachar has not happened, if dawn has not happened, chayev matem likros, you have an obligation to read. Velo zu bilvad, amru ela kol mash, amru chacham ma'ad chatzos. Anytime it says chatzos, really mitzvah sanachi ala amar ha-shachar. The mitzvah really, whenever it says midnight, we don't really mean midnight. It really means you have the whole night. Aye, why does it say up until amar ha-shachar? So the Gemara concludes at the very end. They give a whole sort of head to chalavim. Skip to the last line. Kidei laharchik adam min ha'avera. In order to prevent somebody from doing an avera. And what would the avera be here? The avera here would be their lack of saying Kriya Shema on some level. Now notice a couple of things. Seemingly, just quick review, we seemingly have three opinions as to what the deadline is for saying Kriya Shema. It could either be 10 o'clock ad sofa Shema Rishona, midnight, and then dawn. Those are the three opinions, the latter opinion being that of Rabbi Gamliel. That's the simple understanding of the Mishnah. What's the alternate understanding of the Mishnah, which we're going to see shortly? How else could you explain this Mishnah, perhaps, now that you see the Mishnah in totality, that perhaps there's two opinions. Which are the two opinions? Correct. Really, it's till dawn. Really, it's 10 o'clock. Really, it's till dawn. But the Chachamim came and gave a kneich. And they said, listen, we want to be careful. We want to make sure nobody messes up. So really, the deadline is you have all night, but we're putting in this fake deadline, you know, similar to when you want to be on time for a chasana. What do? I'll tell your wife, I'd like to leave at 5 o'clock. And really, you want to leave at 5:15. So you're playing these games, you know, a lucky game where really the deadline is there, but we're making an artificial time just so you won't mess up. So really, what's going to be the practical difference of those two opinions? What's a big practical difference? What about if it's past 12 o'clock and you didn't say yet? That's going to be, and we're going to see how it comes out. But just a priori, how you have to be thinking methodologically when you read this Mishnah, the two different things, and we're going to see that there are really two trends of thought in the Mefarshim that tackle this particular Mishnah. Just one little ha'ara. What's the machlokas in general, the fundamental machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the camp of Rabban Gamliel as to whether or not you only have the first part of the evening to say it, or you have the entire night to say Kriya Shema. What is that machlokas dependent upon? What is the root of that dispute? What? Zman Shechiva. How do you understand Zman Shechiva? What are the two possibilities?
Oh,
very good. Is it the time that you're going to sleep? And people apparently went to sleep for the first 4 hours. They obviously didn't live in New York. You know, I got a call from a parent. My kid can't come to school today. He was up till 5 o'clock in the morning. So you have these going to sleep today with electricity is a whole different world. But back in the day before electricity, you know, it's like you had this in camp when the lights go out, you know, from time to time. And that's it. Everyone go to sleep. Right. So you have these ideas of people going to sleep in the first third of the evening. Or is it when people are actually, in fact, sleeping? And that's the machlokas, depending upon the words, when you say the words, b'shach, b'cha, uvekumecha, and therefore, the question would be, when is that considered? Is that considered all night, or is that considered just the first part when people actually go to sleep? Okay, let's see some more gemaras. So again, like I said to you, if you have your own gemaras, terrific. If not, I apologize about the edaf, but we're going to start. I gave you 5 pages of gemara. We're not going to learn 5 pages of gemara. But we're going to learn the last line on Dalet Amud Aleph, going over to Dalet Amud Beis. Okay, so even though it looks like a lot of Gemaras, it's not. I do that just to scare you. Intimidation tactics. Here we go. Says the Gemara, Chachamim Omrim Ad Chatzos, that's the opinion of our Mishnah. The Chachamim say you have until midnight. Says the Gemara, Chachamim Keman Sfir Lehu, who do the Chachamim hold like? Who do the Chachamim hold like? It's a strange question. We'll see why in a moment. They say who they hold like. They hold like, who do they say they hold like? Who do they say? They said like hell, like the Chacham held like whom? The Mishnah told us. It says we held like Rabban Gamliel. Ella, why do you have till 12 o'clock? Kedelachigadim in Avera. Not my question, Moshe Feinstein's question. Chacham kemat svilu, who do they hold like? Iker Rabbi Eliezer svilu, who? If they hold like Rabbi Eliezer, which you only have the first third of the evening, Leimru kerabbi Eliezer. Let's say they should say that they hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Turning over to the next page. See that? We're really flying today. We've done 3 blocks. Okay. Says the Gemara, next question. V'ika Rabbi Gamliel Sfirluhu. If they hold like Rabbi Gamliel, Leimru. Do you have Dalet Amud Beis? Yeah. It's the one that says page 8. V'ika Rabbi Gamliel, turning over to Dalet Amud Beis, Sfirluhu, they hold like him, Leimru, Rabbi Gamliel. Let us just say like the hold like Rabbi Gamliel. Why do they have to say this unique opinion we hold until 12 o'clock? Says the Gemara, Li'olam, really, Kirabban Gamliel, Sfirlu. Really, they hold like Rabban Gamliel. Ay, Vahadekam Re'ad Chatzos. Why they say Chatzos? Kedei Laharchik Es Adim in Avera. In order to distance somebody from an Avera. And now they bring a Brisa that supports this opinion. Kedisan, you like we learned in a Brisa. Chachamim Asu Siagla Devrem. The Chachamim made a fence for their words. Now, just put it parenthetically, it's a very interesting expression. What's the fence for? You're putting up a fence for what? For what kind of din? A din? You would think it would be a daraisa, right? But what does it say? Just again, I'm getting off topic, but it's too juicy to miss. There's a big shaila in the Rishonim. Is it a mitzvah derabbanan, or is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema itself, is it a mitzvah derabbanan, or is it a mitzvah daraisa? So most people say it's daraisa, but the big support here that it's a din derabbanan is the Gemara says the reason why they're putting up a fence is because you need a fence for the words of the derabbanan, which sounds like that Kriya Shema is a din derabbanan. Again, paying attention to the nuance of the Gemara, it's important to do. Okay, later it says kiddusanya asu chacham asu siag ledvarim. The chacham made a siag for their words. Why? Kedei shlo yadim ba min asad be'erev. A person's going to come home from the field in the evening. They used to work. You know, when they say the word work, that was real work. They weren't sitting by a computer all day. They were sitting in the fields. Vomer, Eilech Lebesi. I'm going to go home first. V'ochel kima. I'll eat a little bit. V'eshte kima. And I'll drink a little bit. V'esha. V'ishon kima. I'll sleep a little bit. Famous last words. I'm just taking a little nap, right? Then it's the morning. V'achar kach. And then ekra kriyishma. Then when I wake up from my little sleep, I'll say kriyishma. V'espalel. And I'll daven. You know, Shemoneh Esrei also, what happens? V'chotfos Hoshena, and sleep literally grabs him. V'nimsi Yoshin Kol Laila, and he slept the entire evening. Aval, but, Adam Bamin Asad Be'erf, a person comes back from the field in the evening. What should he do? Nichnas Lebeis HaKnesses, he should immediately enter into the shul. Im Ragel Likros Kor, if he normally learns he should learn Chumash. Vim raga lishtos v'nei lomitz v'shnayis, he should learn v'shnayis, shona. V'kore kriyashma, then he should read kriyashma. Umis palel, and then davin, then v'ochal piso, then he should eat his bread. Umivarech and bench. V'chol over al divrei chachamim, whoever violates the words of the chachamim, chayv misa. Pretty intense. Right? If you violate the words of the Chachamim and you daven and you eat before you daven, you chayev misa. Whoa! We'll say, says the Gemara, Maishno b'chol duchta delok tani chayev misa. What's the difference here that all of a sudden we mention that it's chayev misa? Normally, when you violate, the assumption of the question is, again, you gotta look at the underlying assumption. Normally, you are chayev misa when you violate the words of the Rabbanan. It's just, it's not mentioned. That's the question. Why is it not mentioned? Meaning, why did the Chachamim feel in this place to really drive home the point that it's Chayav Misa? Umayishna ha'achad diktani, Chayav Misa. Suppose here that it does say Chayav Misa. The Gemara gives two answers. He, by his same answer, number one on the board is the Ika Onas Shena. There is this onus, this accidental sleep, which people have to really be cognizant of. And Rashi points out, Lihizaru Yoser, to have more of a Zahiris, of a... watching, I can't think of a good word for Zahiris in English, but you have to be more careful, I should say, right? Because other things you are in control of. What's the one thing we're not in control of? How long we sleep. At least when you're younger. When you're older, it's like it's harder to sleep. Anyway, and the other reason the Gemara gives is the following. There's machlokas we're going to get to in the fourth parak as to what's the nature of Shmona Esrei, what's the nature of Maariv. Is it optional or is it mandatory? So there's a lot of people out there who say it's optional. Buddy, it's mandatory. Put that on the forefront. This way they say Chayav Misa, and that really puts Kriya Shema on the forefront, so to speak, to make sure that you say it. So you see a very interesting Gemara. What's that? It's figurative. It's almost like, again, you are Chayav Misa by all Din D'Rabbanan. Meaning if you don't pay attention to the words of the rabbis, that puts you in some sort of Chayav Misa. That's it. But why did we force to say the Chayav Misa here? So says the Gemara, the reason why is because people need to be more careful when it comes to Maariv, because there's this notion out there that it's optional. Get rid of that notion from your head. You got to daven Maariv every night. That's what the Gemara seems to say. Okay, a couple of Ha'aris, just in Rashi, which we pointed out, V'ikara Abanat Svilu, the first top Rashi, I hope you can see it actually go back to Amud Aleph just to see the contrary. Rashi says the Machlokas or Blazer or Malil. It's important to see it inside. The last Rashi on Dalet Amud Aleph, he says, Lemru Kirabi Eliezer. The Chacham say like the Holder Belazer, which is that you only have the first Ashmor, the first watching. Says the Gemara, says Rashi, the Amar, that what? Ad, add in the word Ad, which is the Bach's edition. The Amar Ad Sofa Ashmor Rishon, until the end of the first watching. Devadai, certainly, kol shadaito lishon, whoever is supposed to go to sleep, kvar shachav v'yashin, he's already sleeping. So that first third of the evening is a time when people go to sleep, as we pointed out. That the words b'shachvicha is referring to going to sleep, the verb going to sleep. And then if you turn over to the next Amud Bey is the top Rashi, v'ikaram gamlil svirlei, demashmalei b'shachvicha, Kol's match b'nei adam shochvim. What does b'shochvim mean? That anytime people are sleeping. V'yesh b'klal hazeh kol alayla. What is implied in this? The entire evening. Okay? So that's Gemara number two. Just one ha'ara on that Gemara that I alluded to is the kasher of Moshe Feinstein. Why did they ask which opinion the Chachamim were holding like? This one or that one? The Mishnah told us, we held like Rav Gamliel, we're just scared about it, right? So there's Yerushalmi, if you skip to the first source in the Gemaras, after the Gemaras, there's Yerushalmi that seemingly says that the Chatzos is really a din d'araisa. Look at this Yerushalmi, it's the first source that I photocopied, that I put from my Bar Ilan, right? So the Yerushalmi, it's this one, it's the one that says page one on the bottom, yeah, there you go, see? Exhibit A. I feel like I'm in a, in all the jersey, Exhibit A. The reason why I could photocopy the Gemaras and put them in like this, I just think it's something nice about seeing the Tzur Sadaf. So I always like to photocopy the actual Gemaras. I used to copy and paste the Gemaras in like this. Piska, the Chachamim Omer Ma'ar Chatzos. Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Ki Chacham, the Halacha follows the Chacham. Rabbi Yosef Mifkid L'Chavrei, Rabbi Yosef commanded his friend in Be'itzin Mis'aske Ba'araisa Asin Kriya Shema. Even if you're learning, say Shema Kodim Chatzos. You have to say it before Chatzos. Mis'aske Milsa Amar Shalachi Chacham. The Halacha follows Chacham. Milsa Amar Shamar Dvarim Acher Emetz V'Yatsi. That's that which you have to say after Emetz V'Yatsi. So the Yerushalmi seemingly is pointing out that Chatzos is a din daraisa. So if Chatzos is a din daraisa, they wonder who's the Chacham holding like as to how far you can go. Could it be that the Chatzos even is a din daraisa? That could be where they're pushing to. He's not like this, but he's not like this. He's like his own independent idea. That Chatzos could be like this Yerushalmi, that's a din daraisa. Yeah.
Now we're flipping, we're making Rebel
Azar, the one who's making this. Yeah. That's how it comes out. Sure. Although Rebbe Elazar seems to be a din daraisa, which is b'shach b'chad, that's when people go to sleep. Again, that's the notion over there.
Where would the chacham fit into that?
I don't know. Yerushalmi, you know, people hack over this Yerushalmi a lot. You know,
they
do. They people are befuddled by this Yerushalmi. Rebbe Moshe says,
does Yerushalmi ask that question?
No, I didn't see it. It's funny. I don't really know Yerushalmis. How do I get to Yerushalmi? I always got to be honest, right? So you got this specific. He tells you everything that everybody says. If you have time to read the back, which is like, you know. It's like reading the footnotes, but it's a lot. It's very overwhelming. But he didn't ask that question. I was wondering that. Good question, Robert. Okay, one last gemara we have to see to complete the square or finish the circle or whatever the expression is. Now we're turning over to Ches Amid Beis, which is page 16, which is a very interesting gemara about when you could say Kriya Shema. I'm going to read this a little fast because maybe we won't read the whole thing. I just don't know if we have time to do all this because there's other things that we need to do. The Gemara here discusses the two dots about five lines from the five lines from the bottom of the middle section. Right, you have the narrow, the middle, and the wide. So the fifth to last middle line, and it's by the two dots, which in non-yeshiva circles, I believe they call it a colon. Don't know why we've always called it two dots, but that's what they call it in yeshivas. And here, I think in Israel, they call it Nekudatayim. Two dots. Okay. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. What did Gamliel say? His opinion was, you say it all night. Amar Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel. The halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel, which is important to note, because traditionally, halacha yachid v'rabim, we normally paskin like the rabim, like the majority. But here, we're paskining like the seemingly minority opinion. Okay, we're paskining like Rabbi Gamliel that you have all night to say Kriya Shema. Tanya, or maybe not. We'll see soon. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Pamim Shadim Kara Kriya Shema, Shtei Pam Belayla. Sometimes people read Kriya Shema twice in the evening. Achas Kodim Shala Amud HaShachar, Achas Lacha Shala Amud HaShachar. Twice in the evening. Once right before dawn, and once right after dawn. V'yotze ben Yedei Chavasa. And you fulfill your obligation. Achas Shal Yom, V'achas Shal Laila. One of the day, and one of the evening. Says the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. What is it? Is it day or is it night? Pick one. Hagufa kasha. We have an inherent contradiction. On the one hand, Amar Pamim Shadam Kora Kriya Shema Shtei Pamim Balayla, we said, sometimes you say Kriya Shema twice in the evening. Alma what? Lacha Yishal Adam Rashacha Lailu, therefore after dawn, it's still considered night. Especially within Shita Sermon Leel, because people are still what? After dawn? People are still sleeping. V'hadr tani, and then afterwards we say Yotze ben Yochavasa, we say people fulfill their obligation. Acha shayom v'acha shalayla. Once for the day and once for the evening. Alma what? Yomamuhu. So it's day. So what is it? Is it day or is it night? Says the Gemara. This time after dawn? Lo, li'olam lailu. Really, it's the evening. Ay, v'hadr kari layom. Ay, why is it called day? Diginchu dekaime ba'ishayse. Because there are people who actually wake up in the day for that. And then Rashi points out, therefore, you could be Yotze's, your obligation for Kriya Shema by day. Because by Kriya Shema, it goes after the words, B'shach b'cha uve kumecha, when you go to sleep and when you wake up. So since people are waking up, even though it's the night, you can fulfill your obligation of Kriya Shema for the day. Interesting. Amar Rav Acha Baruch Hanina, Amar Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, Halacha K'Rav Shema Yecha. Yeah, question.
Could you just repeat that last
time? Sure. Yeah, even though it's the night, since people get up, then you can fulfill your obligation for Kriya Shema by day, already at that point, after Amar Hashachar.
And you can't be
Yotze. I didn't say that. L'chora, that it's an inherent contradiction, but probably both.
Two people to daven at the same time.
One's fulfilling
that.
Right. It's like, but we have this with Shimon Esrei. right? Some people daven Michas, some people davening Marav. Happens to me, you know, one time in Brooklyn, I showed up, was after Seis, I see them davening Shmon Esrei. I say, let's go, we'll daven Shmon Esrei, we'll be, we won't be Samachul Latvila. We'll learn about this next time we learn Samachul Latvila. And all of a sudden, in the middle of Shmon Esrei, and all of a sudden the Chazan says, Baruch Ata Hashem, I'm like, Chazar Sashatz, they were doing Mincha. I felt such an idiot, okay. Happens. Depends where you are, right? What neighborhood you're in. Sometimes over the summers you have this. I'm walking home from shul on Shabbos, another guy's driving to shul for Shabbos. Not ideal. Okay. Following, learn the following. Omer. Bishum Rakiva. Pamim. Sometimes. Adam Kara Kriyashma. Sometimes the guy says Kriyashma. Shtei Pamim Bayom. Twice in the day. Achas Kodim Neitzacham. Once before the sunrise. Vachas Lacher Neitzacham. Once after sunrise. V'yot ben yedei chavasa, and he fulfills his obligation, achas shel yom v'achas shel laila, once for the day, once for the evening. Same kash as before. Ha'gufa kash, we have an inherent difficulty. Amar pamim, sometimes shadam kara kriyishma shtei pamim. Sometimes a person says his kriyishma twice, b'yom, by day, alma kodem neitzachama, what? That means even before sunrise is what? Yomamu, it's day. Your mama, I wouldn't use that word in certain places. V'hadr tani, and then we say, Yotze b'hen yedei chavasa, achas shel yom v'achas shel laila. Then we say, you fulfill the obligation by day and by night. Alma what? Lailu, it's the evening. So what is that time? Lo, says the Gemara, li'olam yamamahu. Really, it's yom. V'haida kari laila. The reason why we call it laila, because there are people who go to sleep at that hour, and therefore it's still under the rubric of Rashi says, "V'karinu bay u'b'shach b'cha." It's still called b'shach b'cha. So therefore, you see, and we paskin on Rabacha, Reb Chanina, Reb Shua, Ben Levi, Alachik, Reb Shimon, Sham Mishum, Reb Kivus. We paskin like this as well. Okay, yeah. So far so good. We have one more Gemara, which basically repeats what we've said earlier.
Wait,
yeah.
Just clarify for me.
Sure.
Two Gemaras we just saw in the same Gemara. The first one is talking about the period between Amud HaShachar and Neitz.
The first one's talking about the period right by Amud HaShachar.
Okay, it's not all the way to Neitz.
Not, because then they have to, how do you do with the next Gemara? Yeah. And the next one's talking about right by Neitzachama. Okay. Skip to the two dots. Sorry we're doing a lot of Gemaras, just they're all important for the Mefarshim we're going to say, and then we're going to have a good time in the Mefarshim. Maisa Shabo Banav. There was a story that happened when Gamliel's kids came home from the party and they didn't say Kriya Shema. Remember that? V'ad hashto lo shmielu hadar Gamliel. Up until now, they had not heard the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. Achi Kamerlu. Right? That's very strange. So the Gemara explains, Achi Kamerlu. Rabbanim pligilach. Do the rabbis argue on you? Yachid rabim halacha kirabim. And the halacha follows the majority, which means we can't say Kriya Shema anymore. Hol dilma rabbanim kavasech svilu. Or do the Rabban hold like you? You have until Chatzos to say Kriya Shema. V'hayt dekamrei ad Chatzos. And why are they Chatzos? Kedei laharchik adam min avera. So in order to what? To distance himself from avera. So now a bigger avera would be what? Not saying Kriya Shema. Samalahu, Rabban kavasi sirlu. The Rabban hold like us. Chayavin atem. Therefore you're obligated to say Kriya Shema. V'achi kamrei ad Chatzos. Why? Kedei laharchik adam min avera. In order to distance a person from an avera. Ooh, that was a lot of Gemara. So we'll put them all together one shalt. We're going to put them all together one shalt now and try to develop a sheet. So we have the sheet of Rabbi Elazar, which largely is ignored. We have the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel versus the Chachamim as to what are you allowed to say Kriya Shema up until what point? The morning, which this morning is very questionable, which is important to see, or up until Chatzos, which is the last time, and the reason why we say that is kedei laharchik es adam min aver. What happens after Chatzos? So this Gemara seemingly tells us it's okay, you could say Kriya Shema. What I want to understand now is what ultimately is going to be the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel has an opinion, the Chachamim have an opinion. Does Rabbi Gamliel want to say, you know what, the Chachamim is a good advice, you should follow the Chachamim? Or do they not even hold of the Chachamim's opinion of Bechlal? Where is that machlok? Because the Gemara says what? The halacha follows who? Rabbi Gamliel, which seemingly means what? They argue on the Chachamim at some level. So where is this machlokas? Because the Chachamim seemingly are giving very good advice. Okay.
Isn't talking about a Mishnah, there is no machlokas?
Why?
because it says Rabbanan hold that you have to do it Achatzos. And Rabbanan says that any time you say it Achatzos, it's really referring to the morning.
So
you're just interpreting the
That's what the Chacham is saying to Rabbanan Gamliel. But how would Rabbanan Gamliel respond to the Chacham?
It's a good idea.
Maybe.
But if you didn't do it, it's still a...
Does he say that? Do you know that? Conjecture.
Okay.
Let's see what the Mefarshim say. But I'm saying it's good. I'm not saying it's bad thing. You just got to know what's the Gemara. I know we're fast. I sat over this for a long time. But I'm just trying. You got to know what the Gemara says and what it doesn't say. The biggest clue here is the Gemara says halachik Ramlil, which sounds like they must argue with something. Because otherwise, why tell me halachik Ramlil? Tell me halachik Ramlil.
No, also it's brought out in Mishnah as three different sheikhs.
Right, which could be three, it could be two plus good advice. Rabbeinu Yonah. So Rabbeinu Yonah is one of the most important. You have to go now into the source sheets, unless you have a Gemara. If you have the Gemara, it's in the Da Perif, Aleph Amid Aleph. The Rabbeinu Yonah, so that was a lot of Gemara we did, which is just, you know, that's about 3 days worth of shiur for the boys. But I did it fast because I wanted to get to this juicy part. I think that this is very exciting. The Chachamim Omrim, Gamliel Cholkin al Rabbi Elazar B'Sof Asman V'Dorshin U'B'Shachvicha Kol Zman Shebedei Adam Shochiv Mi'Tosein. Every time people are sleeping, afilu chachamim damrei achatzos. Einam cholken am Gamliel. The chachamim who say, who argue, you only have the chatzos, don't argue on Gamliel, but inyan hadrasha. They don't argue on the drasha, the ubishach b'cha moda, the minatoriz manakol laila. Midoraisa, the chachamim agreed to Rabbi Gamliel that you have the entire evening to say kriyishma. Ela pluksa de Rabbi Gamliel v'chamayu b'siag. They argue about the fence. The Chachamim put up a fence to distance a guy from an Aveira. Ragamliel loy chayish l'siag. Ragamliel was not concerned at all. He ignores the siag. Umil. Nevertheless, ben Chacham ben Ragamliel, kulu modil lechatchil tzarech lekros miyad b'tzeis ha-chacham. Ideally, say it by tzeis. But Ragamliel says, if you miss it, no, don't worry about it. Teida, Darmin Lakam, we're going to see on Dalam Bez, which we saw. What's the reason for the siag? What's the reason for the fence? If a person shouldn't come home in the evening from the field. Even if a person comes home from the field, Kodin's mana, before the time, he shouldn't say, he shouldn't say that because it's before the time of Kriyashma, Ochel, Be'eshte, Tchila. He shouldn't first eat and drink when he comes home from the field. Rather, you should learn first. Oh, lishnos, he should sit and learn mishnayis. Don't start your meal ad yitzias hakochavim until tzeis hakochavim. Then v'yikra kriyishma v'yispalam v'yachakach yochal, and then you could eat.
Okay.
Yeah.
If that's the rationale for putting this yag in,
yeah,
how does chatzos help you? Meaning,
we're going to see. Rabbeinu Yonah is going to get there because this is going to be a big hop between him and the Rashba. Yeah, because you're saying what? Who cares, Chatzos? Daven right away. Right,
yeah,
right.
It still helps. You can understand logically why if you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, you're less likely to push it off than when you know, I see it when I'm at work late, I'll push off Ma'arif, I'll daven at 4 o'clock in the morning. Right? And then you realize at 4, right?
Yeah, but these people, that's because we go to sleep around Chatzos. These people were not going to sleep around Chatzos.
No, if I know I have 8 hours to do something, it's easy to push it off. If I know I have an hour, I'll do it right away.
Story of my life.
Right, so for them, Chatzos, practically speaking, they were going to see.
Yeah, but we're going to see in a moment. We're going to see that the Rashba tackles this in a different way. I think primarily because of what you're saying. So and you are on the team of the Rabbeinu Yonah. So let's see, because this Rabbeinu Yonah, we're going to really have to understand. The kevin de chazin and dafilu kashiyava kodim zmana. That if you come home before the time, chashu shama yavoli de pshia. It's the first time we see this. It might lead to negligence. V'tzrichu likros, and you need to say kriyashma to learn, excuse me, olishnos, or learn mishnayas, kadeshias, palam, yad, in order to daven immediately. The divrei akol shetzarech lechatchila, everybody holds that ideally likros miyad b'yitzias hakocham to buy tzeis. Upluksa, where's the argument? Lo havi ela b'diyeved? Only b'diyeved. Chacham esfilu hu dafilu b'diyeved yotze, eino ela ad chatzos, mishum siyag. V'ramulil esfilu hu b'diyeved yotze kol laila. Listen to this. B'di'eved, after midnight, you can't say Kriyashma, according to the Chachamim. According to Ramban Liel, ideally say it right away, but B'di'eved, you don't say after Chatzos. Where's the root of the dispute, according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, between the Chachamim and Rabbeinu and Rabbi Gamliel, from 6 to 12, according to Rabbi Gamliel, according to everybody, it's ideal. You should say it right away. But what about if you miss it? According to Chachamim, b'di'eved, you're not yotzei. According to Rabbi Gamliel, b'di'eved, you are yotzei after midnight. Wow. Listen to this. So now the Gemara asks, "V'yesh lahakshas l'rabban and da'amri da'filu di'evet ena yotze ela ad chatzos." Therefore, the Gemara, the Rabbeinu Yonah asks, according to the Rabbanan who hold that b'di'evet you're not fulfilling your requirement except until chatzos, him avra chatzos. Let's say 12:01, and you realize I'm in the office. I pushed it off till 4 a.m. What to do? Maya dino, what's the din? Shem nemar shelo yikra klal. Shanari roll. That's kosh. It's difficult. Came the krishma chivin a Torah. If krishma is a din da'araisa, and really I have all night because of the requirement of b'shachbacha, the chachamim are coming to uproot and saying I can't fulfill my requirement at 1 a.m. Heachichol and chachamim lapotra mimena. How could the chachamim come and exempt? You hear this kash? It's a marvelous kash. Again, progression. According to the Chachamim, at 1 o'clock in the morning, I can't be Yotzei the Mitzvah anymore. According to Amliel, I can. Frek, Rabbeinu Yonah, it doesn't make sense. Midar Raisa, I can fulfill my requirement at 1 in the morning. The Chachamim is saying, I'm not Yotzei Zayin. Who are you? Who are the Chachamim to come along and say, I can't fulfill my requirement that the Torah says I can fulfill? It's a very shver. The first answer he gives is long arichas about the bracha. You don't say brachos, the brachos. Let's go to answer number two. So I was kind enough to put a two in there with a circle. The two is not in the actual Rabbeinu Yonah. It's one of those things I just put in a little two and it makes our lives much easier. Okay? So you don't have to thank me. Anything about the shiur is I put the one and the two in. V'nir lemori harav. Tzfir le'le rabbanan sh'afilu kriyashma atzma shimena Torah kol alayla. Why? Sheicholin chachamim lefatro mitzvahs asay calls man sheosin kain mishum siag or mishum kia my mitzvah atzma dehave chazin and belulav. So the chachamim have the ability to take away a mitzvah. Lulav on Shabbos is a din d'araisa. The chachamim say no. All right, can't fulfill the mitzvah. Says here, same thing. You have an ability to do a mitzvah? No, we're shutting you down. You're not allowed to say the words Kriyat Shema because you can't fulfill the mitzvah because it's going to lead to all kinds of problems. I used this Rabbeinu Yonah this week. Kid misses davening. We have a rule in the yeshiva. You miss davening, you can't come to school. All right, we have a one get out of jail free card. We're nice people. Second time, you go home. But the kid says to me, Rabbi, I can't learn all day because I miss Shema, because I miss davening. I said, Rabbeinu Yonah. I said, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Chacham have the ability to take that mitzvah away, because if we do, meaning the theory is, if they allow you to say it 1 a.m, what good is the Gzeira? Then everybody's going to just push it off all the time. If we let you in order for the communal situation to work, you have to be able to say sometimes you're not allowed to fill the mitzvah. There's a bomb kasha with Rabbeinu Yonah. We're going to get it. Let's hear your kasha. Because I want...
Lulav is, you're preventing a los asay.
Very good. I'm preventing you from what? Say better. What am I preventing you from?
Somebody from doing Yitzi on Shabbos.
I'm preventing you from picking
here,
some...
Yeah? Whereas by Shema, you're preventing somebody from being Yotzei the Mitzvah. They want to be Yotzei the Mitzvah. What are you doing?
I want to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Lulav.
Right, but we're worried about Hotzah.
No. So the guy's, I'm not going to be Lulav. I'm going to do my house.
Okay, but the Gezerah is not... Right there. It's not preventing you from doing the Mitzvah itself.
Oh, Rabbi Chanan Vasserman is going to talk about your question. We're going to get there. That to me is the most exciting part of today's year. We're going to get to Rabbi Chanan Vasserman, who deals with this question. Kobe Taris, if you're not, I know you have to leave, but it's in the Makaris. It's your homework. Rabbi Chanan. Okay, let's see the Rashba, and then we'll get back to this Rabbeinu Yonah, because I want to parallel this to the Rashba to get to some of the Robert's questions. But, there'll be a recording on it later. Okay? Ubnei Rabbeinu Ganileo, Hashtalo Shmiluhun, Amalu Rabbanan. Okay, we're now on page 2. Okay? Ubnei Rabbeinu Gamliel, Ad Hashtalo Shmiluhun. Amalu Rabbanan, Kavasi Sviluhu. They hold like me. Vadakami Ad Chatzos, Kidelachi Kasadam bin Averu. Nearly Mikan. So he says like this. Dehada Orle Rabbanan, Afilu Rabbanan Moda. That what Rabbanan say, what the Rabbanan Gamliel says, the Rabbanan Moda. You could say it all night. According to the Rashba, the argument between Rav Gamliel and Chachamim is only lechatchila. Right? That what? according to the Chacham Lechatchil, you say it by midnight. But if you miss midnight, 1 in the morning, no, say it. According to Rabbi Gamliel, Lechatchila, one can say it all night. There's no non-lechatchila. This is what you alluded to earlier. She'ilu nichlechu alav baha. If they argue about whether you would say afterwards, like the Rabbeinu Yonah suggested, mikol makom inu lo have avde ki yichida. They still wouldn't be arguing on what the Yachid says. They came into Ifsuka Hilchasek Ramliel. We see we pass like Ramliel. We read that on Daf Chesem and Beis. Alma, afilu chatchila, yachol hazakev. Even ideally, one could hold back melikros from davening. Adshas asmucha la'alos ha'shachar until right before that last opinion we read on Daf Tes up until Amar ha'shachar until dawn. V'afil rabban anami lachar chatzos hudeinu yochol lezakev midat eru yochol lezakev. Even according to rabban, you miss the zman until midnight. It's okay. You could say it afterwards. B'di'eved avilu ratzu lezakev likros v'lishnos lezasek b'malachta. But if you want to prevent yourself from davening and learning and from doing work, ad chatzos. Rashi. Up until Chatzos, you could do other things. What's the siyag that the Chacham did? A person shouldn't come home and say, I'm going to eat a little bit. And sleep a little bit. If you normally learn. When is this? What are they preventing you from doing? Eating and drinking is the only thing you can't do. Why not? Kadesh lovo yilidei pshia. Again, the same word. Not min avera. The avera is 12 o'clock. Pshia is when you do other things. Don't eat and drink beforehand, because that's going to lead you to a pshia. Negligence. Even though Rabban Gamliel agrees, mipnei shein dvarim shemivin lidei pshia. These are things that hold you back from fulfilling a mitzvah. You want a nice summary of what the shittas are? If you look at the little Punnett square, see, there are two kinds of people in this world. Yaakov Horowitz told us. This has like been an eye-opening experience for me. There are people who are Word and there are people who excel. I'm Excel. Some people like it. Charts. Some people like to hear long explanations. Word people have a major advantage over Excel people, that they can write emails all day. I hate writing emails. So this is my little chart. Leave me alone. So this is this little chart that explains the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabban Gamliel. So if you look at the first one, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Chachamim say, b'di'evid must complete by Chatzos. After Chatzos, you're not Yotze. Rabban Gamliel, ideally by Chatzos, but you could say all night. So that's the Machlokas Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rashba, ideally until Chatzos, b'di'evid all night. Rabban Gamliel, ideally all night. This idea and this notion of not eating and drinking before you get home, that's not our sugya. That's a different sugya. That's kedei laharchik min hapshia. Distance yourself from being negligent. Because if one eats and drinks, Rabbi Gamliel's mode, everybody agrees to that. Everybody agrees that it's negligent to do other things before Kriya Shema. But the time frame is what they're arguing about. That's the opinion of the Rashba. We now have to understand the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah. How could the Alulav were saying, you're preventing me? No, it's Rosh Hashanah. Classic Rosh Hashanah moment. What's the classic Rosh Hashanah? Shofar and Shabbos. I can't fulfill the mitzvah. I want to fulfill the mitzvah. Leave me alone. No, you can't. But they were scared about something. What's the fear of a guy saying Kriya Shema at 1 in the morning? So there's an unbelievable Bukhara. I spent over the summer, I was pacing. I was learning the sugya and I was pacing. I'm like, I couldn't wrap my fingers around the shita. And luckily, I was able to, not luckily, again, because everything's in the back here, eventually you read enough. Kotzer is Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, which is a marvelous shita, which is very important. Let's learn a Gemara in Sukkah first, and then we'll learn a Tosus, and then we'll learn Rabbi Chanan, and then I'll ask you a question, which hopefully you'll be able to answer, and then we'll call it a day, and everybody can set their fantasy lineups or whatever they do. Okay, let's go. So let's tell the kids at the end of Sukkah. Abraham Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, halacha, the lach is, Tzrichah Shtei Machzeches Rosho V'Rubo V'Shulchan. A Sukkah needs to be able to contain your head, your body, and the table. So Amalei Rav Abba Kiman, who is this? Like Kibbe Shammai. Amalei Ela Kiman. Really? So Ikadam Rav Abba, Amalei, Amalei, Be Shammai, Velo Tos Mine. We're passing like Be Shammai, we're not moving. It's got a Rosho, Rubo, Vosholchanu. And if the shulchan is not in, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah. So there's a tosis over here. Damar l'chamani beishamahi v'lo toz minei b'seder Reb Amram pasach psak b'shisha mekomos halachik beishamah. Six places we follow beishamah. Chadahai. And one of them is sukkah. Tzoricha shetei machzekes rosho v'rubo v'shulchana. And you need to have in your sukkah the ability to fit your body, the majority, your head, the majority of your body, and a table. And if not, good question. You haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah. Skip to the end, to the underline. He quotes a number of different things. He says, "Avohach b'sukkah ketano." Here we're arguing about b'sukkah ketano. U'bah alach kibesham. I wanted to put this line in that I thought I had. Let me just see. There's a line at the very end. The very end. Just skip to the end. The two lines at the bottom. Lebeishama hechid yosiv apiska demetalova. If I'm sitting at the edge of the door and the shulchan is outside, the gazri there's a gzera shem yimshach achar shulchano. You might wind up going outside. The kamrei and we told them lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah meyamecha. You have not fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah in your lifetime. Even midaraisa, you haven't filled the mitzvah. Here it is. I'm sitting in a sukkah which is large enough. The table is outside. Whoa. What happens when the table is outside the sukkah? You might go outside the sukkah to eat your brownies. But I was in the sukkah. I didn't go out to the sukkah. I didn't go out to the shulchan. Says Tosfos, you never fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah in your entire life. But wait, I did. I'm in the sukkah. I'm eating. I'm doing what I'm supposed to. No. Again, what's this notion? That even though midaraisa, I fulfilled my mitzvah of sukkah, Tosfos says, you've never fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah in your life. He didn't say, I was had in the sukkah. How do we understand this? There is a long kobe ta'aris. For the lack of time, we're just going to just skip to Zayin. But you should read Gimel also on your own time. He discusses this very shaila. When we say, Yesh koach l'chachamim, akor dav min haTorah. When he says that the chachamim have the ability to uproot something min haTorah. Traditionally, we think that means that the chachamim have stopped you from doing the mitzvah. You can't pick up a lulav. Because the lulav may cause you to what? To carry. You can't pick up a shofar on Shabbos. Because you may carry the shofar to the expert to learn how to blow shofar on Shabbos. You can't do it. But Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank Clare is a very interesting shaila. Let's say it's Shabbos and it's Rosh Hashanah, and I know there's a Meshuggah in Lawrence. I'm using Lawrence as an example, not because people in Lawrence are Meshuggah, because I live in Windmere. I know there's a Meshuggah in Lawrence who's planning on blowing the shofar on Shabbos. So I'm sitting in my house and I should say, hey, I'm not violating the Yisr, he is. Maybe I could fulfill the mitzvah with his craziness. Right? So is there a toeles, is there a purpose in me schlepping to Lawrence to hear the shofar? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Reish brachos kasav, delaach echatzos patru chachamim mikriyashma. That after what? After chatzos, the chachamim have exempted you from saying kriyashma. Umuchach sham midvarav. And it's clear, shafil yikra, that even if you have read, lo yikayim mitzvah kriyashma klal, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah kriyashma. Rabbi Chanan is explaining in essence that the chachamim not only have the ability to take away your ability to do the mitzvah, that the chachamim have taken away your ability to fulfill the mitzvah. That in the world of checks, when we do a mitzvah and a Kaddish Baruch Hu gives a check next to our name, the chachamim can take away the check. The biggest chiddush I've seen in a long time, the chachamim says it. I wouldn't say it. Similar to sukkah, lo kiyamta. What's the language of the Tosfos? Lo kiyamta sukkah mitzvah sukkah mimecha. You have never fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah in your day. You're in the sukkah. Don't care. One more shofar. Don't walk to Lawrence. The chachamim have taken away your ability not just to do the mitzvah, but to fulfill the mitzvah. When we say yesh koach b'chachamim la'akar davrim in haTorah, the chiddush is the chachamim don't have the right ability to take away the ability to do the mitzvah. They take away your ability to fulfill the mitzvah. Robert,
doesn't it have to be that way? Because otherwise, you'd always have a
But you'd always have someone who would...
I would think that if the Chum tell me don't do it, I would do it, right?
Yeah,
that was saying more than that. It's a much deeper fundamental idea. Not everybody holds to this.
It's
but
not a mitzvah anymore.
If they've taken away your ability. Once it's one in the morning...
There is no mitzvah.
That one in the morning, there's no mitzvah to say Kriya Shema. You might even suggest, and now that it's not a mitzvah, it's even worse. It's even worse. It's Chayav Misa. Go back to that Gemara. We did it. It's Chayav Misa. Right? Because you've delayed it. But that's only Korach Chum. Thank God we don't pass like Chum. We pass like Gabriel. Yeah.
What was Rabbi Gamliel saying to his children and Chacham's fear of Chavasim?
Because if you held like the Chacham according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it would come out that way. But Gamliel says, no, we don't hold like the Chacham. We pass it against the Chacham. Seems like that Gemara, we don't paskin like. It's two possibilities. You could either say we paskin like the Rashba. You could either say we paskin like the Rashba. That the Gemara seemingly fits the line more with the Rashba. Or we could say that Rabbi Gamliel is against the Chacham they argue. We paskin like Rabbi Gamliel.
And then he was telling his children that...
Gemara, we don't paskin like them.
Okay.
Those are the two possibilities, Lachor. Yeah.
Is that what he's saying to
him? That's what he said.
What did he say? What were the words? So it sounds like the Rashba. How do you read the Rabbeinu Yonah into that Gemara? It's not a kasha on Rabbi Chanan, it's a kasha on the Rabbeinu Yonah. It's a kasha on the Rabbeinu Yonah.
But isn't there also something inherently different about talking about being Mechal Shabbos by Shofar Lulav, with potential to be Mechal Shabbos by Shofar Lulav?
If you say the first side of the Chakira with the Chum Yesh Kol Chacham La'akor Dav Min HaTorah is the ability to take away the ability to do a mitzvah, you're correct. But if you're saying that the Chum have the ability to take away the ability to fulfill a mitzvah, that's where the point of diversion happens. Because fulfill, what's the difference? What the reason is? The Chachamim have a larger scope that they're looking at, and they're saying that this is the lens we want to keep. That's it. You have the Chum. If you want to weigh Paskin, there's a Rambam, there's a Beis Yosef, there's a Kesef Mishnah, but the Shulchan Aruch says, just skip to the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam's language also is Menapshia, and you can look at this on your own, we don't have time, he says, L'chatchil etzarech likros kriya shema miyad b'tzeis kochav, uzmana ad chatzi alayla, ve'im avar ve'ichar, but let's say you didn't get it out before midnight, v'kara ad shalom alam rashach, yotzei dei chavasa. So who does the Shulchan Aruch seemingly paskin like? When you put it, what? Like the Rashba within Rabbi Gamliel. That seems to be the prevailing approach. So again, the Mefarshim Hak on this, the Bnei Halacha, about who we paskin. Because otherwise you wind up paskin, if you say it's within the Rabbeinu Yonah, then you're paskining. I'm saying it otherwise, you want to make sure it's within Rabbi Gamliel, because the Gemara says it's within Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, I hope you enjoyed. I thought this Rabbi Chanan was worth the price of admission, and you got to learn how to read the Gemaras with your kids, so it was a nice combination of both things. We'll continue. I think it's not going to be until after Yontif will be the next one, unfortunately, because in 2 weeks, you have a very special privilege. You're going to be able to go into your son's shir and learn with his Rebbe. You know, that's a Seres Yimei Tshuva. And afterwards, the whole yeshiva is going to come together and hear from Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg from Boca Raton. So that's really a great opportunity that we're going to have you to learn a little bit with your sons from Rabbi Goldberg, and then we'll join together. Mirtz Hashem, Yom Tov Sukkos on the Smugya of Smichas Gula Tefillah. Have a great day.